Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we open to all the girls sitting around. This is from last week, and Sierra lets them know, look, I just told Clam Bake that Cassidy is on some fuck shit.
Yeah.
And she revealed more than we saw last week, because now Sierra's saying Cassidy says she has a friends with benefit who doesn't want her. Who didn't want her to go on
anyone.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, or right. dating anyone. And she came on the show to make him jealous.
That is absolutely fits the bill of Miss Cassidy.
This seems pretty spot on.
Definitely how far she would go to make someone jealous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because she's that crazy of a girl.
Yep.
So she's building the tea to them. In walks Cassidy, cocky as shit because she has a rose.
She was like wielding it around. I have never seen this type of behavior.
She's a child.
Like, I have a rose, bitches. Like, what?
Just being hella extra.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Oof.
Meanwhile, Clay and Aze is with Jesse P and is telling him the whole Cassidy is a friends with benefit thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently they were just FaceTiming before she got to the house, before she got to the mansion. Mm-hmm. You know, but I already gave her a rose. What do I do? Like, what can I do? You know, that whole thing. And so Clambake walks back. He grabs Cassidy. Can I speak with you? They head off and chat. Mm-hmm. And she's like, ugh, I already know what you're going to say. And he's like,
again,
whoa.
So cocky. What was he going to do? Propose, bitch? What was he supposed to do? What are
cocky
you talking about?
Shit. Mm-hmm. God. And he's like, so were you seeing someone before you came here? And she's like, wait, what? Like, that wasn't even the thing she thought he was going to ask. Bitch, how much mess you got to ask about? You just got here 2 days ago.
It
the fuck?
Sienna? Oh, God.
Sierra.
Didn't Sierra tell her, like, I told Clayton that you have a fuck buddy back home? Why would she ever think that he was going to say anything else but do you have a fuck buddy back home?
But that, like, what?
I'm so confused about that.
Very confused. Unless they edited it weird and Sierra didn't tell her until after the scene.
Or
it like it was before.
Even faking this. And she's like, what?
Or she's faking it, which that's probably what it is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
A mess. So she's like, oh my God, no, I haven't seen anyone. I've been seeing anyone since the summer of 2019.
She came with that timeline real quick.
She really trying to establish that. It was 2019, not 2020, 2021. Oh, he's like, well, I was given information that you FaceTime someone right before limo entrance.
Limos,
Now here comes the story. Well, there's a friend of mine who how quickly she backtracked. Oh my God. There's a friend of mine who, you know, doesn't want a relationship. You know, he's super cool and supports me, and I have no interest in pursuing that relationship. And so now you just look like a liar because you knew exactly what he was talking about, but you try to cover it up. And now suddenly, oh, wait, I forgot. I do have that friend who, girl, stop.
It's a friend who doesn't want a relationship, but if it doesn't work out, I still want to be friends.
Yeah, what? Where they do that at? Stop.
She was caught in that lie. Ooh, girl.
Straight up. caught all up in the web.
All that strategy she was talking last week. I was like, you couldn't strategize this lie real quick.
Exactly. If you were out here in this house and running your mouth to these girls you do not know, you didn't think that was going to come back. You didn't have a good lie set up. Mm-hmm. So stupid. So he storms off. She storms off crying. Mm-hmm. Whole mess. So finally they come back and sit. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, at this point tries to own up. You know, there is a guy. Slept with him a few times before getting here. He knows I'm here. But the minute I met you, I just knew I had something with you. And we have such a good connection. And yada, yada, yada. Mm. And Clayton's even like, yeah, we do have such a genuine connection. And she's like, you know, I'm just so sorry. I was so cocky, thinking I knew what you were going to say. And still not addressing what the fuck she thought he was about to say.
I would love to know.
I'm so confused. Is she thinking it's like the from the group date? When she was...
She could also be so delusional that he's like, Sierra made up this lie about you. Did you know?
Oh, my God. That's what she thinks he's coming to do. Oh, my God.
She's that crazy. What I mean? She's that, just out of touch. She's so narcissistic that she definitely
is completely self-absorbed. Yeah. So Clayton thankfully put his foot down because he looked like he was about to waver real quick.
And she was being very manipulative. She was kissing him mid-sentence.
Kissing him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trying to rope him in. But it was so fake that he couldn't even he's like, I'm not this dumb.
Stop. Right? Yes.
But she kissed him on the cheek. Yeah. Even you see the tiredness in his eye, like, bitch, you think I'm that dumb? Like, I ain't the brightest star in the galaxy, but I'm not even.
But damn.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, he put his foot down. He said, well, you know, our trust has already been broken. And at this point, I just feel like there's just too many concerns. It's just this is just a mess. Mm-hmm. Here come the waterworks. She's just crying her tears.
Very Victoria like from Mad
mm-hmm.
Season.
Mm-hmm. Sobbing. Just sobbing. And then they quickly kind of flash back to the girls, and all the girls are sitting around, and we learn how much of a bitch Cassie really is. Because that one girl was there was one little sweet girl. I don't know who this girl is.
Lindsay, I think. Or maybe
Lindsay, yes.
Yeah.
One of the little blonde girls. She was like, Cassie came up to me and was like, what's your exit interview going to be like?
Lindsay get targeted left and right. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh man. Just terrible, cocky ass person just out here just walking around so conceited like she has it in the bag.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So Clay walks her ass out, packs her right into that SUV.
Just sobbing and everything. Got to go.
Exactly.
You ain't have a dick when you get home. Why are you crying? Whatever.
Exactly. You have somebody waiting for you when you get home. You good?
What?
You were totally straight. Stop. Oh, my God. So shout out to Clayton. He got my invite to the cookout for this one.
Whoa.
Gotta give him a little bit of reward because I thought he was going to be a lot dumber than this and keep
her
ass around.
I thought he was going to do a back and forth. I thought he was going to have the other one sit there with him.
Come back
and do the whole thing. Yeah.
Like what? Clay, what's the other one name? Colton. Like what Colton did when he had them sit down and go back and forth.
And the other one, whoever that was.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So anyways, time for the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mad Girls didn't get time with Clayton this week because they were dealing with this drama. So... Mm-hmm. Good luck to them. First rose went out to Miss America's Next Top Model, Eliza.
Yes,
I forgot she got the first rose too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Rachel, she's like the pilot girl.
Yes. Rachel seems nice.
Mm-hmm. Then we had Serene, mm-hmm. Sierra, Teddy. Just
back to back.
Three girls. Back to back to back. Three black girls. I'm like, oh shit.
Love it.
Loved it. Lots of roses, 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 roses. Gabby mm-hmm. got a rose.
Love Gabby.
Marlena, our Olympian.
Yes.
Hunter. It was Hunter, the girl who was supposed to have an exit interview.
Oh, that was Hunter. See, I confused her with Lindsay. See? Okay. Yep.
Lindsay. Yeah. Elizabeth, Shanae's arch nemesis for whatever reason.
No reason.
For no good reason. Poor Elizabeth is out here literally
living
her life.
I know, she's out here 32 years old trying to really get married in 6 weeks deal with old young ass Shanae from a town with 300 people in it. Girl.
All this stupid drama. And so, yeah, the final rose, he obviously gave it to Shanae. So, yeah, we had to say goodbye to some POCs.
Yeah.
Tessa. Tessa was really cute, pretty black girl.
Very cute, very pretty. Yeah. From Connecticut, right? I want to say, or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and was just, had a lot of, like, anxiety about being good enough, so it makes me really sad we didn't get to at least see that group date with her. I wanted to, like, really know more about Tessa, but...
About her, yeah. She looked like she was going through it every rose ceremony.
Every day.
And it's only been, like, two or three. She looked like she was... Her anxiety was just on the roof, so this process might not be the best for her.
I'm
happy to see her go. And then NC, I think, was her name. She was Asian.
Gorgeous.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Pretty.
Yes.
Like, really pretty hair. Like, big, thick, long, luscious hair. So, yeah, had to say goodbye to them. And then also Selling Sunset. She went home as well.
Oh, man. Ugh.
I know.
Damn.
We'll see her on the next season, though. Of Selling Sunset.
I would live. Yes, I hope so. Because I mean, I could see them doing the
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, shout out to NC for almost forgetting to say goodbye to Clayton when she left. I just
She did. Oh shit! Oh,
she was like, "Oh yeah, you."
Sorry. She's ready to be out. Now, did you catch during this? These little goodbyes and all the girls gathering around the like weird ass, almost like horror music that started playing.
There was a lot going on.
The music mix was very weird.
The music was strange. Elizabeth was sobbing.
She was? Oh, yes, she was.
Sobbing.
She was so sad. Like, she just lost her mama or something. Like,
you
just
real
met
bad.
Tessa and NC last week. Stop.
Are you crying because Shanae is still there? Are you crying because these people left? Yeah. Why are you crying? And why are you crying this hard to where people have to console you around the champagne? This is very bizarre. We are on week three. What? Like, yo.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah. Elizabeth, girl.
So, yeah. Her sobbing, Shanae narrating her foolishness, and then this weird ass like horns. Horror music. It was so bizarre. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Take it back. Oh, take it back Lord. To the editing room. We don't like it.
All right. So then the next day, ladies are sitting around. Jesse P comes in, mm-hmm. To read his lines. He mm-hmm. just sounds so inauthentic.
He doesn't even seem like a real human being to me. He doesn't. There's nothing.
He's a Sims character.
There's like nothing human about this man.
No human. Nothing human about him at all.
No personality. He looks exactly the same as Clayton. Like, and Clayton is boring his damn self. Like, there's just nothing there.
Adding absolutely nothing.
No.
Sucks. Really sucks. So anyways, he drops off a date card. They're having two group dates this week, one one-on-one date. Mm-hmm. The first date card is a group date for a whole bunch of girls. Mm-hmm. And it says, I see you, love Clayton. So they head off for the group date. They meet him at a like theater auditorium thing, and mm-hmm. it's pitch dark. And on stage, there's like chairs in a circle and someone sitting there. Lights come on. It's Caitlin Bristow.
Caitlin, yeah. Not hosting. Ooh,
interesting. Which is yeah, that they drag her back for this this group date, but knowing damn well they took her job away as the host. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. That young woman is with a financial advisor, okay? She was like, the check is right. I will be there. Thank you, Warner Brothers. I will. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I will show up and do this.
I just saw on Instagram. She's like touring with Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She stays getting checks. Stays getting money. Mm-hmm.
Staying booked. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she said, I'm here to help Clayton know as much as he can about every one of you. And so we recognize this is the same group date from Katie's season with Nick Viall. They're all going to sit around a circle and spread their mess, basically.
Yeah. And did you ever have to do this in your real life?
I mean, some version of these, like diversity circles. We used to do this in high school. Oh. Like diversity day, remember? Stand up if you're black. Walk in the middle if you are.
Oh my God. Wow, I forgot.
If your family went to college or if your parents went to college. Like, remember diversity day?
We used to do stuff like that. That was my first hooky day that I ever took because I was like, fuck y'all. Okay, yeah. I had.
They were also facilitated by students because our high school is that trifling. They couldn't even hire paid facilitator to do this shit. They literally had the black seniors facilitate this shit.
Our high school is just as trifling as the Bachelor franchise, for sure.
Yes.
I had to do this in college in my orientation in like June before I got to school, and this was entirely too much for me. I think these are really the worst. Like, personally,
it's a lot. I facilitated really, very carefully.
Yeah. And when they're facilitated by the students, which trust and ask college, they absolutely were they facilitated by the OLs, and it was like crazy. Oh, like, oh my God, it was too much. So I feel it's for a these lot. Girls on camera doing this was a lot.
For real, So the first question she asks is like, stand up if there's parts of yourself you're not proud of. Everybody stood up, and Clayton was talking about in his last relationship how he would like put up a lot of walls, and Genevieve, she's crying saying she did the same thing. And then Hunter told some wild ass story about her fucking crazy ass ex. My God.
Ex-boyfriend.
He basically wanted her to be another person. I don't know why he didn't just break up
with
her. Go
and get that
else.
Person. But exactly. He must be somebody who likes doing that to people, which is absolutely control. Psychotic. Yeah.
Sounds like a predator. Yeah. He sounded like a crazy ass predator.
Yeah.
He had her dyeing her hair, getting contacts, going to the gym all crazy, like literally morphing into a different human being. It was horrible.
And then then cheated on her and broke up with her. Like, what?
Oh, and then still, exactly. People, some guys out here just fucking girls' whole lives up.
Just like off the strength of like being at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean?
That's like, it. Yeah.
Let me just fuck with you because I can, and I know everybody because will I can. Me. Like what? Mm-hmm. Oh, what about doing so the right crazy. Thing? What about being nice to people? What about any nice. Of that? Like, no. God. Okay. All right. Well. Okay.
So sad. And like, Hunter can't be that old. So if this is her ex, this is probably her in high school, her college, or
she's like 28, boyfriend. I want to say something like that. But that's very young to be changing yourself to that degree for a man.
Right.
That's young.
And for these men to be out here learning to abuse like this that young.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So she crying about that craziness. And then Serena's crying because it kind of triggered her, and she's talking about how she was teased a lot growing up. She's very small. She's like a very petite, thin girl. And she was always teased about being small and always called anorexic. And she would often like be very mindful of what she'd be eating in front of people and would sometimes overeat to make herself look like, you know, quote unquote normal or whatever. Which that was wild. And also like an experience of body image you don't really hear about that much, like girls who are like considered too thin or look too thin or whatever, and what they go through to try to be seen as normal or not be teased for being too thin or whatever.
And I don't know the demographics of where she grew up, but I know she's in Oklahoma now. And like Southern Black people, absolutely, I can see them like really picking on her like, for her body.
You ain't gonna eat.
Yeah, you ain't got no meat on your bones. How you gonna get no man? Meat. You ain't got no nothing on you. Like,
yep.
I could hear I could it now. So I can definitely see all that stuff stayed with her for a really long still now. Time. You know?
Yeah. Mira, her story was crazy too. She grew up with three stepsisters and basically
Cinderella.
A literal Cinderella.
Oh my God.
She was bullied at school. Mara. Bullied at home.
Oh
my God. Marlena, she shared.
Shout out to Marlena.
Shout out to Marlena, who was beautiful. She looked gorgeous on this.
And seems so nice. She's always like touching the girls' arms when they're crying and stuff. She's really nice.
Like making sure they're all feeling good. She talked about her experience being a woman of color, having to be 10 times better than everybody around her just to be seen, just to be heard. And she said, you know, coming on the show with Clayton, she just knew that she was not going to talk about race and that was not going to be, you know, part of their conversation, whatever. And thankfully, Clayton kind of jumped in there and was like, you know, I welcome conversations. Please don't feel like you can't talk about race and not be yourself. Like, I'm leaning into that stuff, and I'm glad he kind of like cut her off to be like, well, yeah, let me stop you right there, because that's a horrible mindset for her to come on this season where it's a white man, it's mad white girls around you, and for you in your head to be like, I cannot talk about race.
You're black. To come up. You're dark skinned, you're all these other things. So you're, I also shout her out for just saying like, oh, I'm not going through no childhood trauma. I'm just going to say my mere existence in this world is enough trauma in itself. So
she didn't reach too far back.
Nope.
That's true. Oh Lord. But yeah, they got deep. They all got deep. They're crying, kumbaya, and all that jazz.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.